This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I'm always amazed when I find myself focusing on negative things rather than positive. In reading the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, I never noticed the positive promise in verse 6 following the warning of God punishing children for the sin of fathers to the third and fourth generation. That warning always jolts me, the destructive power of a father's sin. But notice what follows the warning. To a father who loves God and keeps his commandments, God promises to love his offspring to 1,000 generations. What an amazing promise! It should give every father incentive to walk worthy before God. Think of it, not just for 1, 2, 3, or 4 generations, God's blessing will follow for hundreds of years. I remember hearing about some Christians wanting to distribute Bibles in a city in Russia. As they prayed, a Christian remembered that when Stalin confiscated Bibles, he stashed them in a warehouse. Inquiries were made, and sure enough, the story was true. After prayer, they got courage to ask the authorities if they could use those Bibles for their distribution project. Permission was granted. They decided to hire help. One who was hired was a young agnostic student. After working for a while, they noticed this student off in a corner in tears, reading one of the Bibles. He told them the Bible he opened out of all those Bibles had written in the flyleaf the name of his grandmother. She no doubt had prayed for God's blessing on her family, and God honored her request 60 years later.